Hi, my name is Ryan, and welcome back to another episode of This Amazing Life, the show that brings you people and topics that inspire you, the listener, to live, love, and lead your own amazing life. This episode is going to be discussing and going over your intention of the week. Remember, it's a tool, it's a guideline, it's a focus point for you to use, adapt, or adjust as you see fit, or save for another time. Or you could actually share this with another friend, somebody that you think this content might be relevant for. That would be great. If you recognize that somebody might have a need and you can pick them up with just a little bit of encouragement, you never know how far that could go in helping somebody on their day. So thanks again for tuning in, and let's jump right into the show. Welcome to This Amazing Life. Welcome back to the show again. My name is Ryan, and I really sincerely appreciate your support in choosing to listen, to share the content, to subscribe, or however you see fit to engage with the show. The intention of the week, it is a mantra, a motivator, a mindset for you to carry throughout your days or to continue using. You never have to just use these types of things once. If you think that it is an effective tool for you to use, please consider reusing it. It's not necessarily just a one and done type of event. And that is a perfect transition into your intention of the week, which is as follows. The pursuit of excellence is not a singular event. It is a continuous journey. Again, the intention of the week, it's a mantra. The mantra is, the pursuit of excellence is not a singular event. It is a continuous journey. Every day is going to be different. I talk about this in class multiple times a day, trying to remind people that sometimes you're going to walk in the door pumped up, motivated, ready to kick in the door to tear the roof off the place, whether you are at the gym, if you are in a meeting, if you're at home just knocking out your errands, your chores, or if you're just trying to have a good time or whatever it is that you're focused on in the moment. Sometimes it's going to be like you're on top of the world. Other times, you might be a little bit more challenged. You might not have gotten enough sleep. You could be a little irritable or whatever else is going on. There could be things that are throwing you off your A game and your focus. But every day, we get to decide whether or not we're going to show up and at least try our best that specific day without any prejudgment, without any weighing of how yesterday was or what your expectations are supposed to be. Allow yourself the opportunity to win today just by focusing on controlling everything that you can in the moment as it happens. Something else that I say very frequently to my friends, to my athletes, to the people that I coach and that I train, small wins lead to long-term success. One by one, we're going to build it up until we reach a point where we have recognized that we have made significant strides or major progress from where we used to be and heading towards the direction of where we want to be. So by breaking it up into small parts, this journey, this path, this progression, it's not going to be a singular event. There's not going to be one specific event in your life that is just going to absolutely fix everything, and you'll never have to worry about anything again in your life. Just like with exercise, you are better off doing a little bit more frequently instead of trying to cram it all into one monster workout a week or a month. That'd be scary. If you're only working out once a month, then maybe we should have a conversation. The path to success is not a singular event, but a journey. So be willing to put in the time, even if it's only a little bit every day, and gradually build up towards those specific goals. That's it. Short intention of the week for you. Pretty straightforward. The path to success, it's not a singular event. It is a journey. It is a journey. It is a process. It is a progression. Don't beat yourself up if it's not a straight line. Most of the time, it never is. And most of the time, that is for our best interest. That things go exactly as they need to, instead of necessarily how we imagine they're going to go. Thanks so much for choosing to listen to the show. I hope you have an amazing day, and we will talk to you soon.